News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are both confident Congress will pass their debt ceiling and budget cuts deal. Sagar Magani has the story.
McCarthy's facing strong conservative pushback, but insists he has enough votes to pass the bill.
Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but on history, I'd want to be here with this bill today.
Number two House Democrat Catherine Clark says it's unclear how many Republicans will be there with him.
And the fact that it is still an open question?
Clark says Democrats are unified, but some progressives are unhappy with new work requirements for older Americans receiving food aid. Still,
I think things are going as planned.
Hours before leaving for Colorado, the president sent top officials to Capitol Hill to boost support before the vote.
God willing, by the time I land, the Congress will have acted, the House will have acted, and we'll be one step closer.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden has approved more military aid for Ukraine, including additional munitions for drones. But after yesterday's strikes in Moscow, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says,
we don't want to see U.S. supplied equipment used to strike inside Russia, that we don't support attacks inside Russia, and that we are not going to change our policy about not enabling or encouraging those attacks.
The Republican presidential field's about to get bigger. Mike Hempen has the latest.
Two people familiar with plans say former Vice President Mike Pence will announce he's running next Wednesday, June 7th, the date of his 64th birthday. Advisors say Pence plans to campaign aggressively for conservative evangelical Christian voters. Pence is an avowed social conservative and favors a national abortion ban.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum are also expected to announce next week. And in Los Angeles, a jury has found that 70s show actor Danny Masterson guilty of two counts of rape. This is AP News. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants to require all new passenger cars and light trucks have automatic emergency braking and meet stricter safety standards within 3 years. Ed Donahue has details.
This is another step toward regulating electronic systems responsible for what drivers usually do on their own. NHTSA Chief Counsel Ann Carlson says they want brakes to be effective at much higher speeds.
We're also including what we call full collision avoidance. That means that a vehicle has to stop without touching another vehicle in front of it.
The systems would allow vehicles to fully avoid other vehicles at up to 50 miles per hour if a driver doesn't react.
With this proposal, we could change a high-speed crash from a deadly one to a lower speed crash with minor injuries or just property damage.
NHTSA says 90% of new passenger vehicles already include the braking technology. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.